In the name of the one true and living God, amen. One of my all-time comics has always been Peanuts by the late Charles Schulz. While Charlie Brown, Lucy, Linus, and Snoopy, and all their friends gave us much to laugh about, sometimes their antics and dialogue went deep, especially for a comic strip, as they talked about life, relationships, self-esteem, the meaning of Christmas, even God. One through line that is my absolute favorite is the relationship between Lucy and Charlie Brown and his never-ending quest to kick that football. Through the years, Charlie Brown often came close to feeling that pigskin on the toe of his shoe. Lucy would always seem to bolster his hopes and dreams as she held the football in place. "Come on, Charlie Brown, you can do it, you can do it." And Charlie Brown would take off, ready to kick that football, only to have Lucy snatch the football away at the last second, leaving Charlie Brown flat on his back. Lucy was certainly Charlie Brown's stumbling block, for in all those years, poor Charlie Brown never got the chance to kick that ball. I think that perhaps many of us could tell stories about the stumbling blocks in our lives when someone or something got in the way. The truth is, humankind has always had its stumbling blocks. There was and is and will be always some person, people, tribe, empire, situation, or thing that will try us. Even as Jesus walked and talked among his own people, there were those who tried to trip him up. And he found it hard sometimes to get people, even his disciples, to understand that there is another way, a better way to navigate through life and discipleship. Just last week, we heard the passage about Jesus having to put his disciples in check as they argued amongst themselves about who was the greatest. And we remember that Jesus had to pull them aside and say, "You know what? Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." In today's gospel, Jesus once more makes it clear about what it means to follow him. Do not stop him. Jesus' words came after John felt it necessary to report that the disciples had witnessed a man casting out demons in Jesus' name. Now, this probably would not have been an issue if this person had been one of them, a part of the inner circle. We are not told who this man was or what connection, if any, he may have had with them or to Jesus. But their attitude spoke volumes. How dare this outsider go out and do what we do? Who is he to use your name? He is not one of us. And this seems to be their stumbling block. We shouldn't be surprised by their intolerance, because we all know how we can be. We know how we can be when someone new walks into the room and all eyes turn toward that person. We know how we are. When someone comes in and does not speak like us or dress like us or even think like us. When he or she is obviously not part of our circle. Whatever it was for the disciples, they must have felt threatened by this man. After all, he was casting out demons and speaking in the name of Jesus. Who invited him into the club? But Jesus was quick to reply that he was not concerned that the man was acting in his name. Jesus knew that his world, just like ours today, needed all the help it could get. Casting out a few more demons in his name was and is a good thing. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon after to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward." Or as Eugene Peterson says in his version, "Don't stop him. No one can use my name to do something good and powerful and in the next breath cut me down. If he is not an enemy, he's an ally. Why, anyone by just giving you a cup of water in my name is on our side." Put another way, listen. Do not be a stumbling block to him or anyone else doing good in my name, because if you do, you are only keeping people from following me. Don't be that stumbling block. Don't be that kind of deterrent to yourself or to your neighbor. Let it go, because honestly, whoever is not against us is for us. Dwayne Priebe, a professor emeritus at Wartburg Seminary, once said, "Every time you draw a line between who's in and who's out, you'll find Jesus on the other side." You see, Jesus had not come to form a close-knit fraternity where no one else is invited. He had not come to form a clique, but to empower folks to go out and continue his work in his name. What were Jesus' last words before he ascended to the Father in Matthew's gospel? "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Go. Jesus was all about including others and showing them and us that we are part of God's plan for the world. That the work of God is not meant for a select few. And that God's gifts are not stingily bestowed randomly upon certain individuals. But rather, all these things, the work, every blessing, and every gift we are given is poured out abundantly upon all people. Jesus never says who or what our stumbling stones in life might look like. Theologian Caroline Lewis writes, "Of course, Jesus doesn't really articulate where and how and why we stumble. He simply tells us that we will, and that we have the potential to cause others to do that as well. What is so appealing about securing the fall of another? This is a question for the human condition, one that probes the truth of our human brokenness. It is a question that everyone who claims faith in Jesus needs to answer. Perhaps at the heart of this passage, Jesus is saying to his disciples and to all of us, look at the stumbling blocks we place in front of others. Those blocks might be in the way in which we exclude others, the way we size up our neighbor, leaving them to feel less than, the walls we build, our disregard of another because of who they are and what they believe. Look at how we are capable of leading others to do things that do not build up, but rather tear down relationships. How we cause parts of our humanity to take a back seat because we have made them feel unwanted, unimportant. And then look within yourself. Look at those stumbling blocks we have within ourselves. Not the shoes that we leave in the middle of the hallway, but those things that cause us to stumble and fall, that cause us not to be our best self. Arrogance, pride, resentment, snobbery, self-righteousness, judgmental attitudes, envy, anger, laziness. In our going along with systems that perpetuate brokenness, our silence, our inaction. And the list goes on and on of the ways, the many ways, you and I have been stumbling blocks to another and to ourselves. But as we heard, Jesus is dead serious about the expected behavior of anyone who calls himself or herself a follower of his. If you cause anyone to stumble and fall, tie a stone around your neck and drown yourself. Cut off your hand, foot, a body part, poke your eye out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one foot, one hand, one eye, than to be thrown into hell. We don't need to take those things literally. Understand that. But we do need to take them seriously. This is a hard passage, but I don't think Jesus is out and out condemning us or setting us up for failure. But he is giving us great cause to think. To think about how we each go about our daily lives and work. To be better followers. Jesus knows that the road to discipleship and the way of the cross is hard. But he bids us to keep our eyes fixed on him, to follow him. Make no doubt about it. We will fall down, but we do get up. By God's grace, we will get up and try for another day. Amen.